kind lady came to help Pinocchio and took him to her home.
"Hello, Pinocchio. I'm a friend and I saw it all,"
she said.
"Those robbers were trying to steal your money."
"Money?" said Pinocchio.
"What money?"
And his nose grew longer again.
"They wanted your money,"
said the kind friend.
"Where is it now?"
"Under the tree,"
lied Pinocchio. Really, it was in his hand. So many lies. Again, his nose got longer.
"Your nose is growing,"
smiled the friend.
"You're lying."
"I'm not,"
said Pinocchio, and his nose grew longer again. Suddenly, Pinocchio's nose was as long as the bed.
"Listen,"
said the kind friend.
"Stop telling lies."
So then he showed her his coin, and at once his nose was perfectly all right again.
"Now don't tell any more lies,"
said the friend kindly.
"Be good and go and find your father."
So Pinocchio thanked her and hurried back to town. But then, oh no, he met the Fox brothers again.
"Ah,"
said Tommy Fox.
"Where did you go? And where is the money?"
Pinocchio didn't want to tell a lie, so he showed them the coin.
"Now,"
said Danny Fox,
"let's plant it in the magic field."
"No,"
said Pinocchio.
"I don't want to."
"Look,"
said Tommy Fox.
"Here's the magic field."
Pinocchio saw an ordinary field.
"Come on,"
said Tommy Fox.
"Dig a hole,"
said Tommy Fox.
"Plant your coin,"
said Danny Fox.
"Just think, soon you'll be rich. But first, you need to water that coin. So go and fetch some water."
Pinocchio fetched some water and came back. He waited and waited, but nothing happened. Then he saw the cricket again. The cricket looked at him and said,
"Pinocchio, they took your money."
Then Pinocchio looked in the hole and saw that it was empty. It was the middle of the night. Pinocchio ran up the road. He wanted to find the kind friend again and speak to her. But Pinocchio couldn't find the kind friend's cottage. He could only find a big stone. And Pinocchio thought that she might be dead. So he started to cry. Suddenly, a large white bird appeared.
"Come with me, Pinocchio,"
it said.
"I will carry you to the sea. Your father's looking for you. He's in a little boat."
So Pinocchio got on the bird's back and they flew away.